What is it? Bombatomically. Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses can't define while I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. All right.
Wow.
Lime. Duh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do it again, baby. Hello.
Whoa.
Where's the moo sound effect? There it is. Welcome to the Comedians.
And after that, I'm going straight to hell. Enjoy the show.
Yo, welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, a podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host, the funniest podcaster in the motherfucking universe, Damn Black, a.k.a. Donsky Blackamora, a.k.a. Donny Capri, from the time I went to Italy. A.K.A. the modern day goof and spoof Haraja, coming at you like Cleopatra, baby.
Gabba gabba wee.
Gabba gabba
wee. Gabba gabba
wee.
Gabba gabba wee. Gabba gabba wee. Gabba gabba wee. Gabba gabba gabba
gabba. This girl, she's mine. And hop hop hum. Damn, she's fine. What up, Jabroniacs? We are back in action for your satisfaction with all of our spicy muy 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 calientes. And what a fucking treat for you guys. The greatest wrestling podcast in the universe with the funniest podcast host in the universe. If you stop listening to this show, I'll fucking kill you. Oh, man, I'm spiced up today.
Look at the size of this guy. He looks like he's a...
Yeah. Yo, tell me another podcast with a non-wrestling host who's jacked up like he can hit the ring at any fucking time and win the match.
I don't know if this is a podcast about wrestling or a podcast about the Jersey Shore fucking family reunion.
Absolutely. I'm back. I got my fucking six shades on. And I'm ready to podcast because as these crowds get back, you can feel me. You feel me. The Moderna kicking in. Shot one. Shot two. Shot three is SummerSlam August 21st. In Vegas, which I will definitely be going to, and that might be my spot of death. I might die in Vegas, August 21st. Mm-hmm. Fucking,
I'll die. Not,
mojito in hand.
If not there,
onset of Hacks season two.
If not there, yeah. Then somewhere else because of Vegas.
Yeah, man, somewhere over the rainbow. what are you talking about? Because of Vegas? What do you mean?
I'm saying you're going. It's going to be the first thing, big gathering post COVID.
Oh yeah.
So either you're dying in Vegas or you're dying because of Vegas.
That's him, baby, the nasty one. You know him. You love him. You might have made love to him. I don't know. He doesn't tell me.
Unlikely.
Nancy Newman.
How about it?
Can we go back to that or no?
I mean, I'm in a very small apartment now, so I don't know if I can let the pipes.
Okay. Nancy Newman, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay. I love that for you. And there he is, the super Mark, the Markitect, Mr. Nick Tulo.
It's 3:56 p.m. Central Standard Time. Just waiting for my HEB food delivery to come, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, look at that guy. He's got the tattoos, but not the mask to match. That's okay. You know, we give him a pass. Anyway.
I honestly, your vein that popped out of your shoulder almost hit me in the eye. That thing is, that's crazy what's going on there.
Yeah. Yo, trans digital vascularity is what that's called.
That sounds a little too progressive for me, but I'm fine with it.
I forgot. Yeah, my bad.
Now that I have these glasses on, I'll dumb it down for you.
Yeah.
You put on glasses like this, and you just hear words like that. You just go, I don't know what's going on anymore. You know what I mean? I don't care what you are.
That's the character of those glasses.
Yeah, I guess so. No, the character is just. These are an extension of me. Fun fact about these glasses.
Yeah,
they're sick.
Are there any facts about those glasses that aren't fun?
What?
You said
what
fun.
Do you think, what
you
do you guys think
facts.
Of the glasses? What do you think of my new fucking Donnie fucking look?
Donnie Shades?
Donnie jacked up. Donnie jacked.
You're Donnie Jacksonated. Donnie Venice Beach right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they look good. They're very futuristic.
Thank you.
They fit your face. Shape.
Thank you.
I mean, if you're going to be jacked, eyes? You got to have fucking D-bag glasses like that. You have to.
I would say it's proportionate.
Like, yeah. You know what the best part about
these
glasses?
Face well.
The best part about these glasses is this is fact.
Is this a fun fact?
A hot babe bought these for me.
Wow.
So that even makes them even a next thing. No more details there. But I will say, that makes them even cooler, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
And more on
brand. Dude, anytime a hot babe buys you something, yeah. That's...
To be clear, you do refer to Sherry Black as a hot babe.
Yeah,
could
yeah.
be. I'll say that. I'll put my mom in the realm of she's a candidate for
those. Look like purchases. Sunglasses that you would get at the 7-Eleven across from the Broadway Mall. So that kind of trends.
They do sell these exclusively at Blink Fitness at Broadway Mall off the 106, 107, folks. Coming at you next to the IKEA. patreon.com/comedians of wrestling. Be a patron of this podcast. Support this podcast. We are grassroots. We do this shit all on our own. Get access to our new bonus episodes coming out every Friday morning. Coming at you. Me and Tulo are just answering. We've loosened up the bonus format, not just AEW NXT. We're going to be covering AEW NXT more on the bonus episodes. Covered all wrestling on the main episodes. But the bonus episodes, we're going to answer your questions from the Discord. So make sure to get your questions in before. Get them in by Thursday. Any questions you want, shit you want to talk about, thoughts you've had, and we'll address them on the bonus episode. It's really a gathering of the patrons. Been very fun. Anything we didn't talk about here, we keep it loose. Last week was a big success, I would say. People really dug it.
Yeesh.
So go to patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Also get access to Cal Movie Club episodes coming back. We right now have Army of the Dead with Batista episode. Me and Aaron talking about that. And on that episode that's out right now, it's me explaining why Back to the Future is so good. If that's something you want, you have that now. Okay, I did probably 20 minutes on why Back to the Future is so good. Okay, so you can have that for the mere price of a couple bucks, whatever. Just relax already with you guys. And next week we're watching another movie on Cowboy Movie Club, but I forget what it is. Oh, Blade Trinity with Triple H.
I might have to get in on that one.
You want to get
I've
out
never
that?
Seen it, and I've been wanting
to watch
Blade
Trinity. It's on HBO Max, baby.
That is when Ryan Reynolds got ripped.
Yo, Ryan Reynolds is ripped. He also, at one point in the movie, just like flashes his pubes weirdly.
Oh, just, yeah.
He
well,
shows
his pants
a tattoo,
are like impossibly low cut. Anyway.
Yeah, they're so low cut, but very boot cut also at that time.
Right. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Someone you idolize.
One self, is this on? Yo, Jimmy, hit me with that Triple H.
Well, speaking of Triple H,
oh my God,
Jack,
you Triple
guys
H in the brood.
Being jacked. We're talking about being jacked, okay? I'm actually going to remove my sunglasses. They're for the intro because
yeah. You know what?
It's hard to podcast the whole time with them on.
One disappointing thing about those glasses is that when you take them off, when anybody takes those off and they don't have like marble sized Macho Man Coke eyes, it's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
It's a little disappointing.
Well, I'm happy to disappoint you, Newman. You wouldn't be the first, and please. you wouldn't be the last, and you definitely wouldn't be the first.
Frightening lack of
woman in my life to feel that way. But so, listen, Tula's got to bounce for a sec. But we're talking about getting jacked. Okay, yeah. For a second. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, my Instagram, definitely getting out of control.
Okay.
Okay. Posting a lot of drag content.
Yep.
And let me just tell you, I'm not stopping.
Okay.
Okay. So check out at Dan Black Attack, because I think nothing is lamer than being jacked and just pretending like you're not jacked. Okay.
Right. Working,
you know, they're like mild-mannered jack guys. Yeah. Yuck.
Working it like Avis.
Like exactly.
Get in your car, like a really tight red shirt. Everything's rippling, but he doesn't. He's not in your face about it. That's
there
not.
There are
the way
those
to be
like. There was always like the occasional jack dad where you only noticed it when he'd wear like a golf shirt and you'd see the pop of that bicep and the veins.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you're like, David Beckham has some.
Yeah, no big deal. No big deal. This and that. You know, big deal. And you're like, come on, man. Why not just put on these shades? Put on these fucking shades and like show these kids what's up, man. You know,
put
you
on
want
the shades,
to.
Put on the shades. Cut the sleeves off of every piece of clothing you own.
Yeah.
And get those guns out there.
If you're jacked up, there's something wrong with you. Okay, you have a fucking hole in you. Like I gotta wake up every day, go to this gym, bow before I walk through the door. That's my new move. Right, okay. Do a GSP style bow. Be like, I'm here to do work. This is not a joke.
You honor the space.
Honor the space and honor what I'm here to do.
Right.
Okay. And then I just go in there for an hour, Bugenhagen style. Okay. and rip it. Yell at myself when I'm slacking off. You know what I mean?
Right.
You do that, and then you just go out into the world like a regular ass fucking dad, like Cena and Blockers. Come on. No.
You're saying if you're Superman, you're never putting on the Clark Kent glasses.
If I was Superman, people would be like, Clark Kent, who's that? Because he's always Superman. Okay, yeah. I would have no secret identity. I wouldn't have. I certainly wouldn't have fucking geek glasses. If I was Clark Kent,
you would have
this
to
would
wear
be Clark Kent. I'd show up to the Daily Bugle. I show up to the Daily. What's it? The Daily Planet or the Daily
Bugle? Planet?
I show up to the Daily Planet, and you know, still with the S on my chest, you know, and these on, and I'd be like, you know who I am, but shut the fuck up about it. Okay, I'm here to write small features about squirrels or whatever you assigned to me. Okay, I'm a mild-mannered superhero. Okay, with great responsibility comes great powers, and my power is being the fucking man. Okay, what do you think? Too much?
No. I think it's a perfect.
You know, who's a shit superhero? Spider-Man. He's a little pussy.
Whoa!
He's a geek. He barely could get the girl. She only likes him in the costume.
Pound for pound, stronger than a lot of superheroes.
Oh my God! Pound for pound,
he's got the strength.
Pound for pound,
functional strength. What's the word for somebody who, you muscle freak? He has functional strength.
Now, this pound for pound is what happens to his girlfriend when he's not around. Okay.
Jesus Christ, Mary Jane.
Shame.
You're saying
shame.
Eddie Brock is
shame.
Yo,
sliding in Mary Jane's DMs.
Venom can get all the chicks. Venom will get all the chicks. You know that.
Right.
You know that. Okay. Tom Hardy. Well, you know, that's I don't like the nerdy superhero
type. You can't adding Tom Hardy to the equation makes it unfair. You could add he could play a Spider-Man and I think you would change your tune.
Does
Batman fuck? It. Is that the question you're going to ask?
No, he does fuck sometimes. You know
Definitely.
What I mean?
Yeah.
When Christian Bale was Batman, was he cool? He was kind of fucking lame, right? He was kind of lame, right? As a dude? But then he had such discipline, though.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, in Batman Begins, it's like one of my favorite movies because he's just full on, like, the first half of the movie is just training the way of the samurai. Which is, you know, a ninja. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The opposite, just the opposite of a samurai. It's fine. Just the ideological and functional opposite of a samurai.
One's like clanging and banging. You can hear a samurai approach from what, 8 miles away?
Yeah.
The guy's
wearing
wearing tin cans on their heads
ceramic
tin cans on the side, right?
They got ceramic panoply on their armor. They sound like a chest of drawers falling down the stairs.
Yeah, they might as well be Christmas carolers. I can't say that word because it's Jewish, but Jewish are from Long Island. It's Christmas caroler. Carolers, and then a ninja is neither here, heard nor seen.
Right.
So that the discipline of Christian Bale's Batman, I really adore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Well, it does. It's cool because it does remind you that, like, Batman is a ninja.
Right.
And the ninja gimmick for right. Batman is right. one that kind of is kind of gone away.
Right. And they do justify why he would be such a badass. He's very focused. Right. But then he gets it in every once in a while, right?
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? He's got, you know.
Selena Kyle, right?
Selena. Yeah. I don't think he has a thing with Selena Kyle. Oh, at the end he does, right?
Right. I mean, not just in the movie, but in Batman in general he does.
Right. But I mean, I'm talking Bale.
Oh,
Batman.
That movie.
He
okay,
does
yeah,
actually
yeah,
end
yeah.
up with her at like a right. at like an Italian cafe.
Yeah, right. Is that where Alfred sees
him? Fun fact, I've been to Italy. Those just like random cafes in Italy, they're not that good. Uh-huh, right. You know, we fantasize them in like we romanticize those cafes. You
right,
know,
right?
We
it's probably
them.
Like it's like
they
a random
got like
taco.
One drink.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like yeah, right. it's like a random like taco place here where it's like there's a ton of them. Not all of them are great.
No,
a lot of them are.
They all just sell like Nestle ice cream pops. You know, they're not that good. Yeah, one of my memories of when I was in Italy, going through the, like, oh, I stopped at this. By the way, Italy's still amazing. I'm not talking shit about Italy. I love Italy.
I'm not talking shit about any of the taco places here in LA.
Yeah. But I remember I was like, I went in to just get a coffee, and they're like, we only have one. It's a pre-mixed coffee that has. I'm like, does it have milk in it? No. And then when I drank it, like, it had cream all in it. Like, you can't just say milk. It's got to be cream, whatever. It was fully already sugared. You know, they already what I'm saying is that at the end of the Batman, he's better off back in Gotham. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah.
What are we talking about? What is this podcast today?
I think we're waiting for this podcast is waiting for Too Low.
So anyway. We were talking about superheroes.
Yeah.
We got any good superhero movies coming up before we get into wrestling?
Black Adam.
But that's just being shot now. That's not going to come out for 2 years,
being
right?
released? I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah. Oh, the Loki TV show.
Oh, Flash. I haven't seen that.
There's a new Venom, too.
Maximum Carnage. They're going to do one with Carnage in it. That's going to be cool. Who's playing Carnage? Do we know?
Yeah. It's exactly who you think it is. Hang on.
Like Paul Bettany? That's who I would think.
Hold on.
But he already plays Vision, right? They can't do it. Who would it be? Oh, I know who it's going to be.
Wait,
that weasel guy who's in every movie. The guy who's from About Time. And
No, actually, this is an interesting one.
You know the guy from About Time? Fun fact, the movie About Time, very good movie. It's a very good movie. And I saw a whole tweet thread from somebody, a verified person on Twitter, talking about how it's the most underrated movie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I like movies about time travel, right? Looper, Back to the Future. Listen to the Patreon episode to talk about that. All right, I got a lot to talk about in wrestling.
Do you know who... You want to know who plays Carnage? It's
Gyllenhaal.
A well-known... It's a huge actor. Well-known.
Yeah.
That's your guess?
Gyllenhaal.
Wrong. He's Mysterio, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. That was dumb. But that is a Sony property.
Yeah,
this is a comic book podcast coming at you, everybody. Well-known actor.
Yeah.
What I think he's hot?
Maybe.
It's a hot day,
Detour. Somehow always arrive. It's
maybe.
Woody it's Harrelson.
It's Woody Harrelson?
Woody Harrelson.
Bad casting. He's a little older than I like there, especially next to Tom Hardy, right?
Well,
but I guess he gets released from prison. That's his whole thing, right? All right. Anyway, I didn't see the Venom movie. Was it good? Did you see it?
Yeah,
the
it's
Tom
fun.
Hardy one. It's good.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like Tom Hardy a lot, obviously, mainly because he's jacked.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. All right. Let's get into talk about some wrestling. So I'm gonna ring the bell here. I don't feel like going to the other bell. So I watched wrestling very oddly this week, and so I had to catch up. And the first show I watched was NXT.
What flavor?
This is a Topo Chico Hard Seltzer Spiked Sparkling Water Tangy Lemon Lime. Duh.
Wow. That's a mouthful.
Let's see.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to call it the fucking League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I mean, this is delightful.
You don't look delighted, man. You don't look
delighted. Wow.
Okay, now you're starting to look delighted.
That's really good.
I wouldn't book you in this commercial.
Can you take another sip for me?
Sure. Yeah.
What is that motion he does?
What is that?
He like goes into it and then up.
Oh
yeah.
It's to maximize the trajectory of the fluid.
Yeah, gotta shoot it straight down my throat.
He's using his arm as a bit of a lever there, folks.
All right.
But most people, he's not there for the drink. The drink's there for him. You know what I mean? Listen, whatever. So I watched NXT first.
Wow.
Everyone, for all you motherfuckers out there. By the way, I didn't ask you this. Me saying I'm going to kill people if they stop listening, is that too aggressive? Too aggressive?
Yes.
It's too aggressive?
Definitely. Yes.
No, you should.
It is, and I think you know it is.
And
I think you know that it is.
I know. I might know it is, but should I do something about it? I mean, this is showbiz, you know? We're trying to turn heads.
Don't do anything about it, but it is too aggressive.
Oh, as long as we know it?
Yeah.
As long as we acknowledge it.
It's enough to acknowledge it.
Acknowledge me. Exactly. Well, I'm trying to get all you motherfuckers to acknowledge me as the funniest podcaster in the universe, okay? Who is technically the funniest podcaster in the universe? Like Mark Maron? You know what I mean? Like, come on.
You.
That's right, motherfucker. Finally. Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Oh, you're just waiting for me to say it? I thought I said it last
week. Absolutely. Wow, that sound effect just never resets, does it?
No, just
okay,
max.
Everybody. Yo, so I watched NXT first this week. And because we got TakeOver coming up this weekend, right? And I was like, all right, NXT, I was told it was a very good show. I was like, I'm going to watch NXT first. And let me tell you, it was okay. It was just okay for me. It's always my same points with NXT. It's like, it was a lot of, the NXT just fails to captivate me for the same fucking reason. They don't have talent that I really love. That's the bottom line. They put on a great show, well-produced show, and I have moments that I really like, and I will praise those moments. Just go random, but I really like the LA Knight vignette.
Hell yeah.
I love, because, I mean, he is just the new Bobby Roode, let's just say, right?
Exactly, 100%.
Exactly.
That is so accurate.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more scummy, like more of like a scumbag Bobby Roode.
Yeah, because he did a thing where it's like he told the chicks to stop laughing, you know?
You know, less about the business part that Bobby Roode was about and more about the brand.
More about like being a douche. It's hilarious. They're shooting his videos clearly in Florida, but calling it L.A. Like they have an ocean there, which is like, that's a Florida ocean, bro. I mean, come on. I know what you know. But that's a very small thing. But I did like that vignette. I like where he's going with it. Like it's hilarious because he has his LA Knight is DMD, right?
Yeah.
They have the same thing. Two, three syllables. You know what I mean? Like it's right.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's three letters for, but it equates to the same thing. But I think I liked that. I'm into LA Knight. And I also liked the Crime and Grimes dueling vignette. I thought that was fun too. Overall, when it really comes down to it, and you have this big go home segment, this big go home moment, and it's like they're doing a fight old five way, which is cool. You know that match is gonna tear the fucking house down. It's interesting because you have a bunch of wrestlers coming out to Herb. Do you know the term Herb? I know you do, Tulo, because you're from Long Island. Like, you Herb somebody?
Yeah, like rag them up. Like, yeah, diss them. Pretty much devalue. And they all said the same fucking thing.
Right. You're like, yo. You're, and that's what it is. They all come out, and Karrion Kross is the most jabroni guy, like, in terms of his gimmick and vibe. Like, you know. And I don't think any of them effectively made him look like a douche, okay, on this episode. I think Adam Cole did on the last episode.
No, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but they
in
all
that go-home
kinda
segment, they all had their
licks. They all no-sold them. They all just pretty much exposed them. They all said something to expose that you're just some big dude who thinks you run this shit. And they all said the same thing. And they're like, you're not. We're not intimidated by you. So you fucked up by calling us all out.
Yeah, but also, but everything they said was really generic. Like, as these characters, it's like the Bruiserweight. Very Kevin Owens. Like, Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne, I'm sorry. At this point, you're not good. Like, I have a hot, hot take on Pete Dunne, which is like, you've had all this time to develop as a wrestling personality. And he's a great in-ring wrestler. I'll watch his matches all day, but he's done nothing to effectively be like, he had that microphone, even you got three sentences, and you say the most generic shit, and you end your promo, which is, this Saturday, I will be the NXT champion. Like, that's all you got in the tank. That's all you got. All you have. And that's my problem with NXT. Tough guy alley. That's my beef with NXT. It's a little just...
When it was happening, I was like, oh, man, I know Dan's fucking going, this is so tough.
This is the big segment. You know what I mean?
What's clear?
But wait, the best part of that segment was, I just want to close this because you'll respond to this. Best part of the segment is Karrion Kross tossing everybody. I will give credit to Karrion Kross. He is the guy who has to be champion in NXT because he's the only guy that can beat the shit out. He's throwing these guys. Now, there's a couple guys who could also. Ciampa, but he's done it before. And Cole, who's done it before. You know? But those other guys can't be the champion.
No, it 100%. The clear-cut, obvious thing is that if NXT wants to be good again, like, wants to, like, compete with everybody, Adam Cole has to be your champion. It's so night and day. You look at everybody else, and props to Johnny Gargano. I think he's playing his role, like, really well. But
Gargano is great right now. Gargano's great. He's fun. He's doing a great job. I'll give him props. I was about to give him props.
It just shows that this is a place where smaller guys should be champions. And Karrion Kross has no business being here. Zero. He needs to be on Raw, fizzling away with everybody else that's on that show. Like, honestly, like, just fading into dust, like Thanos just snapped their fingers. Like, there is no need for Karrion Kross to be champion. Well, shit is so... I'm blown away by his acting.
He still says TikTok.
He still says TikTok.
He looks into the lens and goes, TikTok. And you're like, come on, man.
Regal with that disrespect, too. Like, he's like, I'm here. You don't have control of this place. Like, what? This ain't your fucking place, dude. You're barely a fucking... Oh, man. I know I'm getting worked, but that guy really does suck, man. He is not good.
Who? KK?
Yeah, and he just does nothing.
He's not good, but I'm sorry to say, as a body guy, I get why he's the champion over these other guys. He tosses them, and he makes the show feel like it has a big fucking they have a big monster champion, you know. But I'm not a fan of his at all. I'm not a fan, you know.
I just wish he didn't talk. I wish Scarlett did all the talking for him.
Here's the other thing about Adam Cole. Man, oh man, that Shining Wizard is a piece of shit. I mean, that move is such a piece of shit. I'm sorry, like that that move. I was watching it. They literally had a shot of him. You see him, like, slap his leg, and the impact is nothing. Like, it's the softest part of your thigh.
Hits him with
thigh.
The inside of your groin.
Yeah. It's the softest part of your thigh hits the back. It has to hurt him way more. It's just not a good move. I don't know what else to say. I've said it for a long time, and I'm saying it again.
Well,
it's not good. Panama Sunrise rules.
Right. When you have a move like that in your arsenal, like, why even bother with, like, generic finisher too,
because it has a whole setup. That move, you gotta like get on the, you know, you have to get on the ropes to do it, you know.
It Adam Cole makes the move better. A lot of people have that move and they don't make it look that great. Adam Cole is probably the best at doing it.
The Panama Sunrise?
No, I was talking about the Shining Wizard.
The Shining Wizard, I think he does not make it look good at all. I don't like it, but I guess it looks a lot better when he pulls the knee pad down.
Yes,
you know, but this time he's wearing sweatpants. And you're like, guy, like, what am I looking at?
We got to get you in a Roman Reigns tracksuit, dude.
Oh, my God. I mean, we could move right over
to
there.
The gym.
One move. I'll say one last thing about, and I mean, I have more things to say about NXT. One last thing about that segment before we go into the Roman tracksuit, which I'd love to go to right there, right now. The Roman tracksuit, not the Roman tracksuit. See, oh, my God. I just acknowledged him.
Yeah.
But I, okay. All right, Roman. If this is the problem. If he gets acknowledged, the choir kicks in. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
You got to get that uninstalled, man.
I know. We have so many of these things here. There's also the Edge. If you say Edge. Found it from what do you say? The man. Don't you make it sad about it. Tell me you love me. Roman Reigns me with the Superman punch. And throw on the track suit. Acknowledge your champion. His name is Roman Reigns. Throw on fresh Jordans down the ramp with Heyman. He's great. He's hot. And CM Punk acknowledged him. Roman Reigns is here. Roman Reigns is here. Roman Reigns is always here. Yo, take the opponents and stack them. WrestleMania 37. That's your yo, a rap first.
Oh man, we gotta pull the plug on that before it even begins. Yo,
sorry. We just got canceled.
Oh my god, I just did you maybe the best favor I could ever do you in your entire life.
I stopped it quickly because I knew it would just be funny to start a rap, yeah. And then it would get awkward.
Oh my god!
Woo! Everybody, let's calm down. Calm down, everybody. I get some calm down music here. You ready? Man.
Attempting a freestyle rap.
Yeah.
Attempting a freestyle rap is like trying to give a speech at a wedding you weren't invited to.
Which I think I've seen, by the way. I saw a sloppy guy grab the mic once at one of the weddings we were shooting for the wedding coach. And it was pretty funny. I might get that footage somehow. Where like you were like, they're like, it was fine, like, it was fine, but it was like this guy was so wasted and didn't need to speak. But it didn't end up being like, he didn't go like, it wasn't like old school where it's like sometimes you catch the early flight home from San Diego and catch your girlfriend being double teamed by a couple guys in the closet like a damn magic show, right? Isn't that the line in that? And then Vince Vaughn grabs the mic. He's like, it stops right there and it picks up right here. Yeah. What he's doing? Mitch is trying love to say his love is blind. Let's get your grass, whatever you're drinking. Oh, God, Vince Vaughn's fucking slick. Yo, anyway, Roman Reigns' tracksuit is unbelievable. For so many reasons. And let's just say right now, I already mentioned the CM Punk thing. Roman Reigns is the top dude in wrestling right now. It's probably you can't even argue against it unless you want to. You can argue Kenny, and you might be able to argue the Bucks, maybe.
Britt Baker.
The Bucks are having fun. I don't know if you could argue Britt Baker after that hamburger, that joke. It was terrible. All right, but no, I don't know. I think Roman Reigns is just for me. Wow. After we saw him stack the dudes at Mania, pin them, and walk out, I don't know. He's just been untouchable since. Now the tracksuit, it's the same design as The Rock's tracksuit, right? The double, the two striper, the black two stripe where The Rock won when he had the surgery. Yeah. That The Rock wrestled in for a while. And
Tulo's mind
except that their jogger pant, which looks amazing. Now, when he, because I've been slightly complaining about Roman's gear, not slightly, just being like it's a little not like memorable. I could use a little something. And this is exactly perfectly what they needed to do for him. They gave him a mafioso tracksuit that fits the gimmick, but it's also still jogger, so he looks fucking cool, hip and jacked. And then when he took the top off at the end of SmackDown, and he was just wearing the T-shirt, and the joggers kind of rode up a little bit, like, you know what I mean? Like, the elastic was, like, on the mid-ankle, like, mid-calf, you know?
Peak
and he was like that, you know what I mean? You were like, this guy fucks, you know what I mean? Like, this guy, and he was dragging the stairs. You see that? When he's dragging the stairs at the end of SmackDown? Roman Reigns is fucking always here, baby. Roman Reigns, one of my guys. He's killing it. Absolutely killing it. He looks amazing. Yeah.
He looks like a he looks like he should be standing next to a like a really expensive car. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
he should
absolutely.
Be like in a perpetually wet concrete sunset in the background, Bugatti in his driveway.
He looks like if fucking Andrade went in the Captain America machine. You know what I mean?
Captain Samoa. Speaking of which,
Andrade showed up on AEW. By the way, I the other day was driving my car, and I said I was I'm driving, and then I thought for some reason it was really funny to say I'm driving Cien Almas.
I'm driving.
Anyway,
it's not funny.
It's not funny, but it is nothing. It is definitively nothing.
Not for anybody.
I'm driving in Cien Almas. But okay.
The level of
it made me laugh so hard.
I liked it. I was laughing over here.
Yeah. Phil, did you laugh at that?
Free Twitter.
Yeah, I loved it.
Free Twitter handle for anybody, any of our non-binary friends. Androgyny Cien Almas would work.
So I mean, I'm driving Cien Almas. I like it a little more. You know, speaking of that, we talked about Roman, the Usos. Roman had an incredible dig on the Usos. Where, and Tula, I know you have one. I'll let you say yours. But
he
said, "You guys are the 6-time champs who made it to Mania once." you little bitches. I mean, Roman will cuff you out. Roman will cuff you out, bro. Yeah. I mean, Roman right now is so fucking good. This character is so fucking fun. And then the awesome thing is how Seth is on this, clearly on a trajectory to at some point cross paths with Roman in his kookiness. But we don't know when. It's just so cool how far they are, but so close. Now that we're here, so far away.
On Seth, I just have a request. Can we stop pretending like his suits are cool? And just, they are dumb, ugly suits that a heel wears.
Yeah.
And they're dumb and ugly to piss you off. And there are people unironically being like, oh, these suits are fire. They're not fire. No. They fit well, is what people are responding to, I think.
They're
tailored well.
They're consistent. Yeah. It's consistent. It's a consistent look and thing that he's doing.
You know
and
why?
He looks really good in them because it makes his gimmick that much better.
And well, because he clicked buy one of each on one of those like wackysuits.com fucking warehouse websites. Where there's all these like SEO for like Burning Man suits, festival suits, fucking rave suits, and that's where he gets all this shit. And then he might have it tailored backstage by Mikazi. I don't know.
he actually has a stylist. He's paying somebody.
Yeah,
to
he told
this.
Me that
to style those. Okay.
Becky Lynch's stylist became Seth's stylist, and now he gets the suits and has them tailored for him.
Okay. The tailoring is.
There's a company that makes all these. There's one specific company that makes them.
Yeah, Wacky Suits.
Suzables sees him in a suit and finds it in 3 seconds where it's from. It's usually
the
from
thing
a consistent. They're like INC suits and things
like that. He's pulling a full on David S. Pumpkins gimmick, like weekly. And it's fun. It's very fun. It's pro wrestling. I think he looks awesome because he's just a full-on jacked stud. So as long as the shit fits, he's going to look awesome, you know? Wrestling is the land of ill-fitting suits. I mean, it is the fabric emporium. I mean, you could clothe a small country with some of the fabric on Triple H's suits in the past. You know what I mean?
I just dropped a link, Phil, in the chat. This is where he gets his suits. I don't want to hear about INC. I don't want to hear about
it's real.
Fucking so, Brooks Brothers. He
CM
gets
Punk
his shit.
Put out a tweet, right? Or a quote saying, acknowledging Roman as the tribal chief, I believe, in so many ways. Are we looking at these? Beautiful.
He gets his shoots from fucking
look at
his
that
suits.
One.
Where are you at, the Shinesty?
Let's make predictions. When do we see this one?
Oh, I hope soon.
Survivor
is this,
Series.
Is this where he gets all
Ooh,
of them?
The
are you? Have we seen one that he has?
No, he legit. Suzibles has every single. Suzibles pops them in, like, I think, merch corner in the Discord. Like, every single time he gets it, she finds it. Like, they're legit suits. The tops are usually, like, the suit jackets are usually like $100, and the pants are like $75. He's under $200 for his styled looks, and he
talked to Vince with a budget. I want him under $200. He just, want you to look slick. I want you to look silly. If I want you to look under $200,
Nick just
fashionable.
I've been watching a lot of HGTV. They're really big on, bargain budgeting fashion. Okay, so we got to keep him under $200. I want him fully styled. Maybe get a couple of rings.
And a check out of your salary.
Turtleneck.
Yeah. I mean, well, we'll see. Rollins is going kind of nuts. It's fun. He's still feuding with Cesaro. I see. I guess. But the CM Punk thing is pretty interesting. He said, like, Roman is their best guy, and they got to run with him right now, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're clearly lacking his presence on both shows. Like, it's a damn fucking shame that he's not on Raw also. And honestly, he should go and win that title so he could just be on both without having to worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, but listen, I felt like SmackDown as a show. Roman was choked the fuck out of Dom Mysterio. It was so fun to the point where they had Jey Uso being like, yo, let him go, man. He's out. Let him go. Let him go. Roman goes so far, man. That it's everything with him is just working. It's a blast. It is a fucking blast.
I unironically watch him and I'm like, or I watch him and I am unironically like, man, I hate how he treats Jimmy and Jey Uso. I hate how Roman's treating them. And I'm getting worked, and I know it because it's working so well.
Dude, the line that I loved was when he called Jey Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
And he, like, foreshadowed it, like, 2 weeks ago. He's like, you know, you sure you want to do this? You're going to go back to the times where people are asking the question, which one are you again? Yo, that fucking dig on him, calling him Jimmy. And he's like, yo, I'm Jey. And he's like, well, the way you're going doesn't seem to matter anyway. I'm like...
Yeah, he has no. He's
I
got no
scream that I'm like, God damn!
I think one of the craziest things is how little they use Heyman. Like that's what's so. You have like the best mic guy in the business there, standing right there, just being a little bit of a showpiece. You know what I mean? It's kind of crazy.
Blessed,
Roman cuts a ton of promo time.
Yeah,
it's great. Yeah. It's great. Congrats to the guy for finding it. I mean, listen. Like I said, I'm glad that I had to delay my OOMG dome for him because he did get five manias, in the vest. So it's just we got to keep that in mind. I think before we talk about, I got some AEW stuff to talk about. Before we do, I think we should head on over to Meme Corner. What do you guys
do? It.
We need a song for Meme Corner, don't we?
We do need a song for Meme Corner.
I'll get
you. Want to get your
on
boys
it.
On it? It's just gonna be. It's it, this is what it's gonna be.
It's a
Meme Corner.
There it is. Record that. The new.
Yeah.
I listen on Wednesday when I go to work.
All ready?
It's a hard day.
Meme Corner. Meme Corner. Motherfucking Meme Corner. Coming at ya.
Do not start to freestyle rap.
Yo, we're Rodem stacked them at 37.
No. Don't go back to the old. Don't go back to the previous
freestyle.
When
Rodem stacked them at 37, I was in heaven going to get a Slurpee at fucking 7-Eleven. Yo, that's as good as Cena, right?
I mean, you rhymed three different words, so yeah.
Yeah. Yo. I bomb atomically. All right. What are we doing? Oh, Meme Corner.
Lyrical, spiritual individual.
What is it? Bomb atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define while I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. All right.
Wow.
Phil, we got the beam load up? You're not a Wu-Tang guy? All right, I adore this meme. I had to post.
I'm not a Yutang guy.
Oh, you don't like Yutang?
Yeah, Yutang.
The saga continues.
How many chambers? 30. How many chambers?
Oh my God! Double high of chambers. There's a double high of chambers.
Yutang. I think you just found your new gimmick.
The saga continues. Yutang. Yutang. All right. This is the war. Okay. It's Warrior holding up after WrestleMania 6, holding up both straps in victory. He just beat Hogan. Huge moment for him. He's got the yellow IC title and the championship title. And just looking up at the fucking heavens, jacked
huge morning,
as hell.
A huge moment for you, too. Like a big moment for you.
Oh, in my life, this was huge, man. I loved Warrior. I hated Hogan. All right. It says, when you wake up after a night of party and you still have your phone and wallet. Yo, Aaron shit on this one, but I feel like this was good. And what's good about it is that he's actually holding two items. That's what makes it work. He's totally two tangible
Aaron's
objects.
Aaron's a responsible human being.
Well,
so.
No.
Aaron doesn't even get it. She doesn't get
Aaron
it.
Doesn't like it because it's kind of trashy and therefore poor. And she doesn't like poor people. That's why she that's doesn't right. like this meme.
I forgot she doesn't like poor people.
Oh, we forgot how classist Aaron is, folks.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right, next meme, next meme, next meme. And these are actually brought up. With, oh, yo, I love this one. Yo, this one's so fucking good. Yo, this is so funny. All right, this meme is, it says, me washes the car, okay? As an action. And then it says, the bird coming to shit on it. And it's fucking Sean rappelling all from the top of the arena when he before the Iron Man match with Bret Hart. Just coming down, just rappelling down. What do you call that? Ziplining? Ziplining in to shit on your car. But really
it,
funny.
It works because it's funny to think about a bird being all cocky and fucking like, here I come to show.
Yeah, I like deliberately coming. It worked. Yeah. Wrestling makes memes better. You know, that's the thing because it, like even when they're not that funny.
Yeah.
You just. Hey! But also the way this one's done, it's four panels. So it gives you an action vibe. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right. You see the movement. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Next one. What do we got? Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. Sorry about it. Absolutely not sorry. Picture of me jacked up in the meme corner, baby. Take a look at it, baby. All right, next. This one's not a meme. I don't know why I sent you this one. This is just, look at this. This is look a lot of wrestlers. This is not a meme. I don't know why I sent you this one, but look.
But look at it.
Look at Natalya.
Amount of matches that these wrestlers have had. Look at that. The most matches. Kane has the most matches. 1675. Big Show, 1446. Ziggler, 1442. Definitely going to pass Big Show, if not if he hasn't already.
Yeah.
Then Orton behind him with 1388. Natalya, then Kofi. So Ziggler potentially could have the most matches of any wrestler ever in WWE.
This is all time?
Or Randy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy, right? All right, next one. Not a funny one, though. Yo, breaking news. Due to budget cuts, is your Hell in a Cell paper will now be Hell in a Crate.
Man, that crate is making me feel nostalgic.
The only reason this is funny, it's not that funny, is that it's the red crate is funny because like that's what you think of when you think of a crate, is that it does look like the cell.
Right. It's a good low-effort shitpost.
Yeah, is it a low-effort shitpost? Is that it?
Yeah.
This is yours, Newman. Exxon employees, sir, we don't turn on the nacho cheese dispenser until noon. Me at 7:42 a.m. It's Macho Man. Eyes wide open, devastated by this news.
We got a nacho cheese dispenser. Yeah, I understand the wait time works. Yeah, but I need my nachos now.
I'm sorry, we don't open. It's not
get the nacho cheese working.
No, but the thing is that the machine needs like 2 hours to heat up, so it's actually kind of a safety hazard to not serve it.
Mm-hmm, yeah, need hot cheese. Don't need hot cheese at all. Just give me the raw cheese. I'll put it on my nachos. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the. They're cubes. Here's a cube.
That'll do.
All right, he's gone. He left. He left the 7-Eleven. Yo, 7-Eleven makes me in heaven.
Okay.
Got me going like 7-Eleven.
All right, let's
salt and pepper.
Oh yeah, did you see this? This is not a meme either. The meme corner has been dominated by this fact. This is a Braun Strowman quote from 2020. This is Braun saying, "The day I take my wrestling boots off for WWE is the day I stop wrestling. I will not wrestle for anyone else. I've been given an opportunity from Vince McMahon at WWE at Life." By Vince McMahon and WWE at life that I would never have gotten. I told him a long time ago, the day I take my boots off for you, I'm done. I mean that.
Awkward.
I mean, what else can be said? Shame. What else can be said besides?
Your next stop, the Jabrones.
And Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins will also learn this lesson soon enough. I mean, where do not pledge your allegiance to a corporation. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Right? I mean, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. All right. Well, that was the meme. That was Meme Corner.
It's one of my favorite corners.
It's the Hard Day!
Meme Corner. All right. let's move on to AEW for a second. So, I just want to talk quickly about the you know what? I had two things I want to talk about. Actually, these tie together, really. Here's the thing about AEW that you have to just admire. Is like, they're really capturing what wrestling really is.
Yeah.
Which is like a good fucking time. Right? Like, it's like a good, a little bit trashy, a drunken mess. It's a night where you're like, yo. And it has like the vibe of like going, wrestling is like going to Vegas or something, where you're like, I'm going to be a little below my intelligence. You know what I mean? I'm going to fucking just go have fucking fun, get a little sloppy, yell, be like an audience member in a way that's normally not okay, but here is completely okay. I'm going to bring a sign to block my neighbor behind me. You know what I mean? Like, it's a fucking, it's a mess.
It's a fucking mess. I call it hometown code switching. It's when you go, you put back on your persona from before you left your hometown.
That is fucking hilarious. That's like when I go back onto Long Island, I'm at fucking Blink Fitness. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm just like, you gotta pump it up. You know what I mean? I go full Guides, you know?
Right, exactly.
And that, exactly. Wrestling is a portal, bro. The second you hear that bloop bloop of they your tickets got shot, you know what I mean? Yeah. All of a sudden you're like hit the merch stand like a little kid, right? You know what I mean? Like, you know, the diet's gone, it's out the window. It's a fucking portal into ridiculousness. Yeah. And AEW has completely captured that. Where like the show starts and it's like, it's crazy here, and just everybody's trashed in the audience already. They have a full audience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the Bucks come out and, like, to open the show, and they're like,
That is something. You're so right. Like, right. WWE hasn't had that for a long time. Where the cameras come on,
it's Marvel.
The cameras come on, and there has already been a party happening.
Yes.
And it's like, whoa, you're just joining
We're
us,
here
but we
Richmond,
can't
Virginia.
Control these fucking things. It's like,
that's what WWE used to be. Right. You know what I mean? And even with the crowds, WWE's not that. I mean, I've been to shows. They're a little tamer. You know,
right.
They do the thing like when you're at a live show that's about to go on TV. They're like, "All right, everybody, we're going to be going live, so make sure
you
get
your signs."
Yeah, but
they're talking about like Conor's cure the whole time.
Yeah.
Like,
right? Yeah,
you know what
I mean?
To
see
like,
a slideshow about breast cancer, and then it's like, "All right, time to get
here's the fiend."
John Cena gives like an AA to Susan G. Coleman or whatever.
Right.
You know, like whatever happens with the pink ropes, and like it's a beautiful thing. It's they're a corporation. They're doing what they got to do. It's like this is the Hyundai, like this and that, and like. So WWE taps into some really great moments, but AEW's not even bothering. Like, it's full on. We're here to sell you T-shirts you don't need. Like, you know, and that's what I want. I want to buy cotton candy, even though my doctor said don't have sugar. You know, and that's what AEW is, right? Like, look at Darby Allin and Sting. That's a nice T-shirt they got on. You know what I mean? Then Jericho comes out and he's like, look under your chairs. It's a fucking T-shirt. And you know, Jericho's just like winging his promo, and everyone knows it.
Right.
Rock starring it, and And it's not a knock on WWE talent. It's a knock on WWE's product just feeling a little fucking sterile. Yeah. It is sterile.
It's shareholdered.
Yes, and when WWE comes back, the key to wrestling is to fucking unsterilize it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know what the... Is that a word? De-sterilize? Whatever. Like, this needs to be a little sloppy. Like, I need to see someone get fucking actually angry. And that's kind of what Roman was tapping into for me. He was getting a little, like, he was going a little far, you know? So, I don't know. That's what dawned on me about all. Now, don't get me wrong. There's still, like, some shit in AEW that stinks. Like, I got a Scorpio Sky on the microphone. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Take that mic away. He's got a guy behind him with way better mic skills, you know? Like, what's happening? Anyway, Tulo, what do you want to say about AEW? You want anywhere you want to go?
Man, it's weird being on Friday nights, but I was really looking forward to that time slot, which gets me hyped for Rampage. But I texted you. I said they just got the right formula. It's like, here's a perfect example. Zicky Dice is a guy that is an independent wrestler who does a whole bunch of streaming, who, like, I'm a huge fan of, and all he had to do was post that he was going to be on AEW Dark. And now I'm tuning in to see him because I know how this thing goes. You come on Dark and Elevation, you get your work in, you get your time to shine, show what you're, you know, you get that promotion so you can build up. And then the main roster guys come down and women come down and pad their stats against you. But you have an opportunity to, like, get the crowd interested and turn it into an AEW contract. It's literally what's happening. If you could show yourself on Dark and Elevation and get people behind you, you're more than likely going to get a chance on Dynamite and then work your way in onto the roster. And now with the second show coming on Rampage, which is going to be dope, following up, like, we're getting that taste of what it's going to be like. I have no problem watching wrestling after SmackDown is over. It's way easier to do 2 hours. Don't tell me shit about 3 hours of wrestling, because it was so easy to watch SmackDown and Dynamite back to back this week, like, for four straight hours. No problem. When the shows are good and the quality is good, it doesn't matter how long it is. But yeah, I really love what the Bucks are doing.
I really enjoyed AEW's very fun. The Bucks. I love that they branded that knee to the head as like a devastating maneuver.
I think
that's really fun. And then the one thought I had was Jungle Boy
hates the Shining Wizard, loves the simultaneous V triggers.
It's way more believable of a move.
It truly is
an actual knee to the head. The Shining Wizard is like, he's not even trying to hide that the impact is soft inner thigh pillow, you know.
A good place to take a nap.
Jungle Boy clearly getting pop, clearly having his moment here. Can we give him a microphone? What do you think?
He's cut some stuff backstage. I don't know what it is with him, man. I get behind him and I'm excited, but I know he's got no shot unless they plan on he's not winning off Kenny, you know, in 2 weeks. So I think he just keeps getting to these moments and he doesn't capitalize. So I don't know where he's going to go from here, because I don't think the Jungle Boy gimmick is ever going to be something that's like the gimmick itself. Like, the idea is great, but I don't know. I don't know what it is with him, man. I love him. I think he's a great wrestler. I think a great babyface in AEW, but I don't ever see him. He needs to win like the TNT title or something like soon, so we could see what it's like with him being as a champion. But he's so young that whatever, you know, he'll grow into it.
I agree. I think he's so young, but he has a likability to him. I'm interested to see. Yeah. I just kind of,
he's
like,
green. He's very green.
Yeah, we'll see it. But now he has a title shot, you know? But I mean, all right. Oh shit. Can I talk about something from SmackDown, even though I jumped away?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Do whatever the fuck you want.
I've been amazing today. What are the rules of this? Oh, okay, never mind. There are no rules. Bugenhagen with the Geats, introing Shinsuke, bringing Shinsuke back to life, I would say.
Yeah, and I think Pat McAfee does a good job of that too. Yeah, that guy is incredible, man.
Pat McAfee is very fun. He does a good job. He is fun. But like Boogs just coming out and making Shinsuke, like he just needs it. I mean, they need a live crowd there, but I watched it. It was really fucking fun. Yeah. And that's it.
That's why I said I texted you about Pat McAfee, though, with him calling Roman Reigns the greatest wrestler of all time. Like, that's how the show started off. And I'm like, man, that's awesome. Just who cares, right? Say it.
Right.
Because you're going to take – and, like, he buys into it. The energy – Pat will get SmackDown to that place that you're talking about, like that AEW does. Like – when the live crowd gets back, watch how Pat is like on show. He's going to be going, standing up on the table, getting everybody hyped up. He's going to turn it into the party. He brings out the side of Michael Cole that like is a side I think we've missed for a while. I think Michael Cole just kind of shows up and mails it in. But like now he's with Pat. He's got new energy. SmackDown, I'm excited about that combo and what they'll do for SmackDown, especially when the crowds come back, which I'll be at, by the way, on 7/16.
That's going to be so fun. Oh, my God. I felt like the Bucks were dressed like douche matadors. So I wrote down this week. They were like, I mean, Nick's hair, God.
It's insane, dude.
It's so funny. The trolling of their pockets saying pockets. Also so funny.
It's an Off-White reference.
What is it? What do you mean?
Off-White, the brand.
What's Off-White?
It's like a streetwear brand. Yeah, that's what they're mimicking.
Is that like the Gap?
Yeah, they make like sneakers, and it says like laces on the laces, and
oh, okay.
They have jackets that say like
it just feels
zipper,
so
you know,
funny and heel. Tulo, you had something. The last thing I want to bring up, all right? Because I gotta go eat food. I actually need to eat more. My trainer said I need to eat more food. Get a little delirious. Up. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Macro.
You brought up some good booking for Rollins that we didn't talk about. You said something. I was like, yeah, that's the move.
Which one?
What'd you say, Rollins?
I don't know what I said.
I was trying to give you credit for this. You said Rollins should get the briefcase.
Oh my God. 1,000%. It's perfect. It's perfect. Because he hasn't really been wrestling all that much.
No.
Right? So, and he doesn't. And like, I don't know also because who knows what the state of the briefcase is like in Vince's mind right now. And with the lives coming back, live crowds coming back, for Money in the Bank, pretty much. I gotta imagine that there's either gonna be an instant cash in on at Money in the Bank or on the Raw right after. If there's someone that's gonna do it, imagine Rollins cashing in on Roman or some shit. Like, dude, like, can you imagine? And
he just feels like
they wait
he's
till
in
Vegas,
a good zone.
SummerSlam.
He's a guy who credibly could cash in. He's a guy who could credibly cash in and then also is in his like kind of his own weird zone right now. So it's like, why not throw him in that wild card zone of a
it's perfect,
briefcase?
Man.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't need to be on somebody that needs a push. It doesn't. That's it. You got to get back to putting it on wrestlers that will make the most of it. You know, like Otis was not making the most of that fucking briefcase, and that's why
was
they
Otis
took it off
released? Him. I don't even remember.
No, he's with Chad Gable.
But I don't know if he got. I was like, he feels like a guy who got released but didn't. One last thing, and we brought it up quickly. The Britt Baker celebration is just one of those like mess of a segments for AEW. I feel like where they have like too many people out there. And they're not a unified bunch of people. Like, it was the inner circle. It's, like, just the inner circle. So they had,
like
really nice bullet points for them where it was, like, Wardlow is going to have an MMA fight with Hager. That's fucking fun.
Shoot fighting, man. I said it. I wanted boxing, but I got MMA instead. So that's just as good.
Right. Like, right. You wanted that. Like, that's awesome. But then this one's one of those things where they just, like, it was, like, Britt Baker celebrating and Helico's in the ring, you know? And you're like, he's literally dancing. You know,
dancing
he
for
does
Big
Weekend
Night.
At Bernie's, you know? Yeah. He literally, I watched another interview with him when he was doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, just Weekend at Bernie's, the whole fucking interview. It's so funny. Just like, he hears music that's not playing. It's so fucking funny. He hears
that.
The segment I was watching was Matt Hardy offering them. He offered them, here's what he offered them. Here's what it was. He said, I'll give you, I don't remember what the numbers were, but essentially this is what he did. He was like, yo, I'll give you $2,000. I'll give you $2,500 if you beat, who was he? Christian.
Oh,
for
yeah.
me, right? Oh, he's like, if you wrestle Christian for me, I'll give you $2,500. If you beat him, I'm going to give you double that. Double that and more. So then he's like, I'm going to give you $5,050. He added another 50 bucks, I think. If he's like, that was like the little extra bonus on there. It was pretty good. I'm not entirely sure this Matt Hardy thing is like working, but I don't hate it. I like it, but
I can tell you what it's missing.
Like, what?
It's missing Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy?
Jeff comes into the mix and can play like this.
Or
ends up
cocaine would be fun.
Folks.
He could be like real. Yeah. How would Jeff fit in?
Just like, you know, it's the Hardy company. Like, you know, it's the Hardy. He's the Hardy's brand. Foundation or whatever the fuck. Yeah. So it's like, I think Jeff would come in and like, if Jeff got into the money kind of scheme and they were scheming together as a tag team and like.
All right. I don't think Jeff's on main event. I don't think Jeff's ever going to leave WWE.
He's on main event wrestling Ricochet and Ali. Like,
yeah, but Britt Baker, I was saying, she had that joke about like I gave you guys burgers. Oh, never mind, I have the burgers. It was like, it's a weird,
yeah.
Like she didn't even say burgers from concession stand. So I was confused. What do you mean a burger? Like the, you know, it was like I didn't know as a fan if it was an insult to give you a burger when they got a T-shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was so confusing. Yeah. It was such a weird, she's like, your seats, under your seat, there's a burger. It was like, that kind of felt like an insult already, but the joke was there is no burger. You know what I mean?
No,
but like,
yeah.
We're supposed to think there's
herself.
Like hot, tasty burgers under the seat all show?
No, it was coupons.
Coupons. Oh, I'm such an asshole. I didn't miss it. I just forgot. It was like, it's a coupon for a burger. Even that, I was like, a coupon? That's what you're reminding me. Like, even that, I was like, that's an insult. But then there was no coupon.
She asked McDonald's for them. So she asked McDonald's for the things, and then they actually gave her 1,500 coupons for burgers to give out. She's like, I'm not giving them to you. I'm keeping them all for myself. You don't deserve them. You know, like that kind of thing.
That's so fucking
weird.
So
here's the problem. See, here's the problem. She's so over.
Yeah.
As a wrestler, and this is what people they get all fucking up in arms about. They worry that when a wrestler's so over as a heel, that how are they going to maintain being a heel? So they're going to try and find things to heal off instead of just embracing it. Like, you could be a heel and be the bad guy and be the most over wrestler in the company. You have to stop worrying about trying to find ways to disconnect you from like and get the fans to hate you.
Couldn't they have had her tell them that there were vouchers for to get their ugly teeth fixed or something under seats, something on game
exactly.
for her.
It was like, it was such a confusing dig, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
she's
not Britt Baker, a burger
but also,
chef.
That's just a bad joke. Whatever. It's not a big deal. Right. She's still fucking awesome. You know what I mean? But, she was said like, oh, I'm going to outshine Jericho tonight. And it was like, you did not like Jericho. Whew. Jericho, man. The guy's just fucking magic. When you give him that live crowd and a microphone, you know?
Yeah.
They just go nuts for him. I mean, they're singing Judas. Like, when they're singing Judas, it's like that never gets old, you know? Like, it's like the Stunner or whatever. Like, I never want to see less Stunners. I'll hear Stone Cold's music, you know? He's just so fucking good at this business, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes AEW just a blast. You could just have a lame show, just throw Jericho out there. It'll be good, you know? Mm-hmm. But now that there's a crowd there. So WWE just needs these crowds back. NXT needs these crowds back. I mean, NXT, they're piping in so much chance. It was, like, ridiculous. I noticed that in that CWC. Like, I was like, this is so produced, you know? It's I'm over it. I'm not blaming them for COVID or whatever, you know what I mean? But you're in Florida. I mean, what are they doing? You're in Florida. Go back to Full Sail, right? No one gives a shit about COVID in Florida, right?
I don't know. Why aren't they at Full Sail anyway? How did we get to the CWC? Because
I was just talking about arenas. Because I was saying that Daly's place is a fucking good time. That's the only difference. You know, it's big, you know? Mm-hmm. And now it's out. They changed that seating where you have that section they added for Double or Nothing that is now just like a section. It's awesome, you know?
Yeah. It feels like in the indies, they would do that, like, where they would perform at, like, a
like a community center or something, and it's got the stage up, and like they'll put folding chairs up on the stage, but the ring will be lower. Like, it's so perfectly indie wrestling. Like, I love it there. And they changed their camera angle around. Yeah. So now you have one tunnel and you have the camera angle like shifted around to the other side. So you see like the skyline and stuff like that. Like, it works.
Yeah, dogs. All right, anyway, let's get out of here. I got to go eat.
Everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast today, everybody. We'll see you on the bonus episode. We'll answer your questions. Go into the Discord. If you're a patron, you need help getting into the Discord, patreon.com/comedianswrestling, get into the Discord server. You can answer. We answered every single question last week. So if you want to interact with us, you don't even, it doesn't even have to be. You don't have to even interact with us. You don't even have to ask a question. You could just give a shit if you want. Whatever you say. Whatever you want to throw at us. Listen to the Cal Movie Club episode right now. Army of the Dead is out right now. We talk about Batista, and I talk about why Back to the Future is so good. And also, that's it. Keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Cheers up.